You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Now a radio satirization. Get ready, America, for another hour of the Ken Dildonick Show. Putting the liberals in their place, Ken Dildonick. To call the Ken Dildonick Show, just pick up your phone and dial right now. And now, the man who never gets to the point, Ken Dildonick.
Okay. Thanks, Chip Arbinger. Thank you very much. And, well, a little bit, a couple minutes after the hour right now. Oh, boy, I love that bumper music. That's Metallica. Is that Metallica, Stewie? Stewie Grift is my engineer, huh? What? What are you doing under there? Come on. Okay. All right. Never mind. Okay. All right. Great. 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 Okay. That's Metallica bumper music. Let's hear a little bit more of that, okay? Come on. Let's do it. Wow. I love that. Okay, that's enough. I love Metallica, and I'm very sorry to hear that Jason Newsted's leaving the band. Okay, well, welcome here to hour number 6 of the Ken Dildonick Affair. And I am Ken Dildonick, and we're going to take a little bit of a break here. We were talking about President Bush and some of the great things he's doing. As you know, we're trying to keep the liberals out of our hair, and let's just get government out of the way and get this economy straight. And I don't see any connection between President Bush saying that we're in a recession and people actually getting scared. I don't see any connection at all. And people who see a connection, well, they must be liberals. Yeah, okay, but you know what I want to do? Do you know what I want to do? Hey, Stewie, do you have, let's have some fun. I want to change lanes here. And I want to just kind of shift gears here. Let's have a little bit of fun. You want to have some fun? Okay, give the Ken Dildonick Show a call here. Because I was wondering the other day, I was talking to my wife. And I said, how come they call it a pair of trousers? Okay. Is it just one trouser? Or is it a pair of trousers, huh? Okay, now I want to throw that out there. As you know, we have our trivia question contest going on from last hour. I want to take care of that. We're going to go over here to Dick in Dinkytown. Dick, how you been?
Real good, Ken. Great.
Okay, buddy. What you got for me?
Well, we love your broadcast every night. And my trivia question for you is, did Dick York take it in the rear end at any time during the filming of Bewitched?
Did Dick York take it in the rear end? Let's see. Did Endora...
Okay, she did own a strap-on, yes.
Okay, I would say that's possibly... I'll say yes.
Okay, I think you're right.
Okay, all right, well, I got you on that one then, didn't I, buddy? Will you call me again tomorrow night?
And the night after that, and the night after that.
And you call every night, don't you?
I'm the only call you get.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, look at that, huh? Isn't that good? So he got me on that one about that strap-on. Okay. The other question, and by the way, how many Budweisers, now, remember the question we had from last week when we were talking about the dog on Please Don't Eat the Daisies? And I asked, how many Budweisers do you have to drink to sit through that show? Okay, let's go. Do we have an answer on line 3? Hi?
Yeah, Ken?
Yeah, hi, how are you? Is this Agnes?
Yes. The Please Don't Eat the Daisies question I wanted to answer, but also the Newts and Milk, okay, when Ricky from Life Goes On got it stuck in a can. And
okay, and they greased it out of there.
That's right.
Have you got a question on Please Don't Eat the Daisies?
I do. And I had to drink case after case.
To sit through a half hour?
Right.
Okay. Well, how about that, huh? Okay, here's something else I was thinking about here on the Ken Dildonick broadcast, and if you want to give us a call, you can. Just call 1-800-D-L-I-D-O-N-I-C. That's 1-800-DILDONICK. And here's a question. And I just don't get this. And I'm going to tell you, this drives me nuts, okay? Because we're having a little bit of fun. Come on, let's have some fun. How come they call it a pair of underwear, okay? Huh? You know what I mean, Ricky? Ricky Stevens, who's here engineering tonight. You know, they call it a pair of underwear, but it's only one underwear. It's not a pair of underwear. If it was a pair of underwear, why, then you'd have two underwears, wouldn't you? You'd have two pairs of underwears, and it's almost, you see what I mean, huh? Huh? You know, it builds on itself. Huh? Okay, let's go to line four. Clark, you got the answer to that?
Yeah, they call it a pair of underwear because the man, and pardon me, I'm a little bit nervous.
You're doing fine, buddy.
Okay. The man who created it wore it over his head on occasion, and they said, so which head are you wearing it on? And that's when they...
Oh, okay, so it's either the big one...
Yeah, right.
Okay. Well, how about that? So there's the answer on a pair of underwear. Now, here's one that really drives me out of my mind. I want to ask you all a question, okay? And I don't want to get personal. When you put the toilet roll on in the bathroom, does the paper, does it hang over or under, okay? Because it drives me nuts. My wife has the paper hang over. I like it under, huh? Isn't that interesting? Isn't that kind of fun? That's what we do on a Ken Dildonic show. We just give you some fun things because it's not all about politics, okay? We're not going to be sitting here and talking all about everything that's going on Wall Street and the Congress and tax cuts and all that, even though, you know, the self-avowed goal of the Ken Dildonic show is that we're going to get the liberals out of Washington once and for all, huh? You bet we are. But let's have, just have a little bit of fun. Come on, okay? Now, here's a really neat one. This is, you're going to have some fun with this, okay? Give us a call here, 1-800-DILDONIC. Why do the words comb, tomb, and bomb, all spelled O-M-B, why are they all pronounced differently, huh? C-O-M-B, that's comb. B-O-M-B, that's bomb, because it's not comb. I'm not going to comb my hair. I mean, some days, Ricky, you come in here, looks like your hair could use some calming down. And tomb, what's that about? T-O-M-B, it's not coom. You say that the wrong, can I borrow your coom? It sounds like, can I borrow your coon? And then you're in, you know, you're in for the fight of your life, aren't you? You bet you are. So you don't want to say that. So also, B-O-M-B, you're not going to pronounce that boom. Like, you know, hey, they just dropped a boom. Well, they dropped a bomb and it made a boom. See, well, that's what I'm talking about. Isn't that neat? That's kind of a neat thing. We can all have fun. The other thing that I wanted to mention, and this drives me nuts, and I talked to my wife, and let's go to, yes, sir, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, sir, I have the answer to the coon question. You don't comb your hair with a coon, all right? You chase it up a tree. It's a ring-tailed animal.
No. I know that. No, I know.
But you can't comb your hair with a coon. And I was listening just moments ago.
Yeah, well, no, we've got the answer to that. Thank you.
All right, then.
Okay, so he was confused. No, here's the other one that really drives me. And again, this is tough. This is kind of a tough one, isn't it? Isn't it cute? Okay, here we go. Why do they have 6 hot dogs to a package and only 8 buns to a package, huh? Biffy Beeswater is in here engineering tonight. Isn't that right, Biffer? What's that? You've got how many dogs in your package? Oh, come on, quit it. Cut, oh boy, this is a family show now. You have how many links in your, okay. Listen to him talking about buttering up buns. You are really a sorry state of affairs. Okay, go to another phone call right now. Oh, look at this, Tom Hardaway, our general manager. Hey, Tommy, how you doing?
Am I in the air?
Yeah, you are, Tom. Welcome to Ken Dildonic program, Ken Dildonic radio broadcast.
Okay, you got to move it along, because this is bombing horribly.
Huh?
I said all of this sucks. Move it along.
Okay, Ken, good deal. All right.
What do you mean, okay, Ken, good deal? I just insulted you on the air. Your show blows. Do you understand?
You betcha. And we're going to get back to it here on the Ken Dildonic Show.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
All right, Ken Dildonic, 1-800-DILDONIC. You'll still remember time. love that Metallica, too. All right, Ken Dildonic. We're going to be back with more of this crazy stuff just a minute right here.
This is the Phil Henry Show.
Show at 1-800-449-8686. It's now time for a new segment of the Phil Henry Show. And we're going to be talking about the number one moments, the top moments in the life of Bobby Dooley. Bobby Dooley, as you know, is the president of the Western States Homeowners Association and president of their parent teacher organization. And we'd like you to join us for a rare interaction on the Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. And give us your opinion of what some of the top moments, some of the top highlights from the life of Bobby Dooley, what they were, the life of Bobby and her husband, Steve. Here's one of our favorites.
I am infuriated at Bobby. I am a school counselor. If we're talking about accomplished athletes,
You are what? I'm sorry.
I'm a school counselor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Right. And if we're talking about accomplished athletes, my picture's up on the wall of my school.
Mm-hmm.
I was a... nine-sport letterman,
mm-hmm.
volleyball, basketball, softball, and track.
Did you letter?
Yes, of course.
You did letter in it.
I lettered in it. I was the captain of everything. I was All-State. I was everything. And it's like, I am infuriated that you can go and tell your kids that they can have the right to do that.
I think it's different for girls. I really do.
No, it is. I don't care who you are, Bobby. I don't care. I don't care. Being an athlete, being having a label, I was student body vice president.
Now, I'm going to ask a question, and you're going to think it's silly. Are you straight?
Yes, I am. Very straight.
That is very shocking.
Why?
It's really unusual for a girl to be that good in sports at that age and not have had some lesbian contact.
Yep, there's no way. You don't have to worry about that with me.
You know what I'm saying, though, don't you?
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But see, I mean, even
Jesus.
There, your attitude.
Hey, my wife played college basketball. What's that mean? She's a dyke?
No, but if you ask her, did you ask her about her college years?
About what?
Who her roommates were? What?
Well, forget about it.
Yeah.
Are you married, Sandy?
Bob,
are you married? Are you married?
No, I'm not married.
You know, I really find it insulting.
Oh, insulting. Look at who's insulting.
You know, no, you come on. You're not married.
That you are.
You're not a lesbian. Sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't have to prove anything to you.
You know something? My boy shouldn't have to worry about being shot, and apparently you think that's okay.
No, you're not going to twist this around, Bobby. I'm sick and tired of this. If you are a PTA president, I feel like calling whoever that region is and just saying,
see, Western
what
States,
on earth, do they know that you were on the phone, that you have these attitudes?
Western States Parent Teacher Organization is an organization of teachers and parents from Western
is it public
States.
Schools?
No, we are a private school, thank
private
you.
Private school, okay. Okay. That answers a lot right there.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I see. So, in other words, the gunplay that you encourage in your public schools, we should have to accept in our private schools.
Don't twist it.
Well, that's what you're saying. Thank you.
Oh, no. You're not going to twist my words either.
All right, Sandy. I appreciate you're a school counselor.
Yes, I am.
I think you need to listen a little bit more, Bobby. And I particularly don't think just because she played athletics in high school and isn't now married, that doesn't mean she's a lesbian.
Right.
And,
well, you know something? I find it unusual that you're not married.
Excuse me, but if you want to know why I'm not married, it's because I've completely committed my life to God, and I want to make a difference in people's lives. And so in order
Why did you turn to God?
Because
you felt tempted. Because
I love him. Because I appreciate that he died for me, and that he gave me a purpose in life. Okay?
You weren't in a bar?
No, I won't.
Women?
I've had one drink one time.
Were you with
all.
A woman?
No, I wasn't.
Why are you going down this road?
Hmm?
Why are you going down this road?
She's doing that because throwing her whole, I'm discounting her whole purpose and everything that she's saying, so she has to try to attack
rejected
me.
By, you were
way.
Rejected by men, weren't you?
No, I wasn't.
I think you eat your lunch in
wasn't.
Box Canyon.
Bobby Dooley. And there she is from earlier broadcast, actually yesterday. And what we thought we would do again this hour are top moments. Now, that was a moment from Bobby's life having to do with her son, Dylan, who is afraid to go to school because he can no longer give kids bleeding wedgies because they're going to take a gun and shoot him.
And, of course, Bobby and Steve have had many great moments. One moment that I am remembered or am reminded of is when Steve was not able to sexually perform since he was on a diet and the smell of barbecued pork outside of his window caused him to be dysfunctional sexually. So Bobby, as president of the Homeowners Association, decided she'd get rid of all barbecues, especially barbecued pork. And you couldn't barbecue past September the 21st. One of the other moments in Bobby and Steve's life had to do with those Christmas lights which were on blinking after Christmas Day. The blinking Christmas lights also caused her husband Steve to be dysfunctional sexually, and therefore, as of December the 26th, and as president of the Homeowners Association, Bobby would no longer allow Christmas lights to be on. There was, of course, the time that she didn't want old people coming into Western Estates for fear that the old people would, I don't know, somehow badly influence the kids. And so they mounted an air horn right at the entrance to Western Estates so that if they saw any senior citizens entering Western Estates, an air horn would go off, letting the kids know, and they'd all scamper inside. Bobby and Steve also, by the way, had their children baptized into their church. They were baptized in their own swimming pool. Just some of the things going on in the life of Bobby and Steve Dooley. It's Phil Hendry Show here. Here's Gary. Gary, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Phil, one of my favorite moments was a few years back when, for Thanksgiving, Bobby's invited one of her friends to come over for Thanksgiving dinner, but I guess her husband Steve didn't like the idea that this lady was divorced and didn't want her to be able to have Thanksgiving dinner. But since this lady brought some pies, they decided they'd take the pies away from the lady but wouldn't let her in the door.
Well, did she have a weight problem or something?
No, that wasn't the weight problem.
She didn't want the woman just being around her husband.
No, she was just divorced, and they just don't, being Christians, they don't think that's a good thing.
But they ate the pies instead.
Yeah, they took the pies, but they wouldn't let the lady in the front door.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice lesson for kids.
Of course.
Thank you.
Bye.
So there you go. So Bobby and Steve took the pie but wouldn't let the woman in the door because she's divorced. Here's Adam on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Mr. Hendry. One of my favorite moments with Bobby was when there was a child on the block who couldn't afford a Razor scooter for Christmas.
Right.
And they sent around a petition trying to get him kicked off the block.
Yeah, he didn't have the brand name of brand names among scooters, Razor. Mm-hmm. Was that it?
That's it, man. I love Bobby. I love your show.
All right, thanks, man. Wasn't there more to that bit than that? Maybe not. Here is Robert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yeah.
Good. How are you doing tonight?
Fine.
Okay. You had one where Bobby Dooley, when men would compliment her, she would perform oral sex on them in the parking lots.
Is that how it went?
Sort of like how good she looked, and she was like saying how.
Oh, I know what it was, because men are coming on to her so often and telling her how beautiful she is.
Yeah.
Naturally, just as a way of saying thank you, she'd perform oral sex on them
right,
in her cars.
Right, saying how great it was on the leather seats of a Jaguar.
Yeah, and it was fine, and she didn't think that there was anything wrong with that. She thought it was just, you know, she was doing the polite thing.
Yeah, your screen is very busy. I wanted to tell them about another Bobby Dooley where she was dressing like in a bikini around her son's friends. Having her son make cocktails, you know, to be out sort of like, you know, the Mrs. Robinson character.
Okay, we don't remember that one, and now I know why he probably didn't want you to do it. Okay, thanks, bye. Whatever. But I do remember the whole thing with Bobby saying, well, you know, when a man compliments you, it's the least you can do. Here is Robert on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. My favorite, Bobby. There was some overweight women who were a size 6, and they were eating Dove bars. That she would walk up to them, and she would smack the Dove bar right out of their hand.
She'd just go up and knock the Dove bar out of their hand?
That's right. They were running around in spandex, and it was a travesty.
It was her neighbor who was overweight, and she was trying to get her to lose weight, right? And so she slapped it was her neighbor who was in spandex or some kind of a tight outfit?
Exactly, but
yeah.
Slapped that Dove bar right out of her hand. I was rolling.
That's it. All right, man, and so was the neighbor.
Exactly.
Thanks for calling. All right, well, there you go. Bobby Dooley, and we'll be back with more. Number one highlights from Bobby Dooley's life, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686. Back to the top moments in the life of Bobby Dooley. Getting people to call and talk about the event that I'd forgotten about, Bobby, and the fact that she's so bloody good-looking. You ever notice a lot of the people on the show are so good-looking that they're irresistible to the opposite sex? In Bobby's case, if she's complimented by a man, if she's told she looks really good, well, she thinks it's just polite to perform oral sex on the guy in a parking lot out in the mall someplace. And, of course, Bobby's busybody stuff when it comes to her neighbors. I seem to remember one event where she was going to sit at the captain's table on a cruise, and that fat slob neighbor of hers was going to ruin the whole thing because the woman can't lose any freaking weight. Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Jason. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Phil.
How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm great, man. Love the show.
Great, thank you. You there?
Hello. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, one of my favorite moments from Bobby Dooley is when she thought her neighbor was a witch. Yeah, she had a big black cauldron in her backyard, and I think it had a label on it that said Weber.
Yeah.
And she could see into her neighbor's bathroom.
Yeah.
When she was jumping on the trampoline, and she saw the candles around the bathtub.
So she just happened to be on the kid's trampoline, and as she was jumping up and down, she just happened to look into her neighbor's house and see candles.
Yeah, and yeah, and then the big cauldron with a lid in the backyard.
And it turned out to be a barbecue. And she had a cat. Didn't she have a black cat or something?
Yeah, if I remember. I just remember.
Did it turn out that the neighbor was, like, into some kind of New Age crap? The neighbor was just like women take baths with candles.
Yeah.
But she thought she was a witch.
Yeah.
Beautiful, man.
Bobby's a nut, man.
And the kids are what, Craig? Goblins. Oh, yeah, and all of her kids might be goblins?
Yeah. Yeah, that's it, man.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
There you go, Bobby Dooley. Here is Steve on the Phil Hendry Show. Steve?
Hey, Phil.
How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
Good.
My favorite Bobby Dooley thing was where she took it upon herself to redecorate her friend's place with horrible furniture and bad carpet and crap. And I almost drove off the road. I was laughing so hard.
Was that the one where she went into the feng shui was wrong? Or
no, it was the other one. It was about a year ago. What?
She just redecorated with all kinds of crap?
Yeah, she had, like, really bad colored carpet, and she was saying how
she was talking about an avocado green shag carpeting and yellow wall, saffron walls.
That was great. I was laughing so hard, I just about
cried. And the neighbors got back, and the woman was in tears?
Yeah, yep, that was it.
And she actually interrupted the delivery of the really good furniture that was going to be there.
Yep, screwed it, everything up.
She sent the neighbor's furniture back and put her own crap can furniture in there.
Yep.
Yeah, it's amazing a woman's still alive, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Keep her alive, though.
Okay, pal,
gotta
thanks.
Gotta do it, Phil.
Hey, bye. Yeah, keep her alive. What about the time that Steve was... you remember the soccer match where she got into it with the woman? I know the even better one was during Y2K, where she was in a hair-pulling contest with a manager at Costco. She was going for the last 2 gallons of water, and they told her there was a 1 gallon minimum. So they were, like, swinging each other around by each other's hair. That's beautiful, man. That's how much she loves her family. She'd say, never get between a dog and its meat. Don't get between a woman and her kids. Here's Craig on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, hey, Phil.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Great.
My favorite part of Bobby Dooley is when Steve's always on the phone in the background. You're like, who is that guy in the background? And
right. He's always talking, telling her what to say.
Yeah, this is the time when her neighbor's kids were home alone and they were playing the PlayStation, and she happened to be looking over the fence again and she saw that they were eating Go-Gurt, and she's like, she had to call the police to have them have a pre-dawn raid, and her husband Steve piped in, yeah, they're gonna have a pre-dawn raid, and I don't know if it was the goblin-like kids or what. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, I remember the pre-dawn raid. Didn't Bobby lead it?
Yeah, she was going to have a pre-dawn raid because they were eating Go-Gurt, and yet all these soccer moms were calling in saying, what's wrong with Go-Gurt?
What, did she think it was some sort of a demonic witch thing again?
Yeah, because she couldn't believe that I think her neighbors left her kids home alone and that there was Go-Gurt in the refrigerator. And
I know the one that I liked is the time she said that her children only could drink soy powder protein.
Oh, my God.
And when she found out that the kid was being served the wrong thing at a sleepover, she parked her car on the neighbor's lawn and went in and grabbed her kids and got them out of the house.
Yeah.
All right, dude. Thanks.
Late.
Bye. All right, let's go to Rosemarie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Me and my husband, we love your show.
Thank you.
Yes. Our favorite was the one with the fireman.
Uh-huh.
That he was trying to save a little baby, an infant.
Yeah.
That and the house was burning down in his neighborhood, and what happened was he went over to the house and he fell through the floor or through some kind of flooring or the porch or something, and he became a paraplegic. He
right.
lost his legs and he had to be in a wheelchair, but he saved the baby because he fell on his back. The baby fell on his chest.
Right.
And so anyhow, Bobby and her husband were just having a fit because he needed to have a wheelchair ramp.
Yeah, he needed to have a wheelchair ramp.
I can't even say this without laughing.
He needed to have a wheelchair ramp in the front of the house, and
yes,
they thought it was unsightly.
They thought it was unsightly, and they didn't want him answering the door. They didn't want him doing anything in the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And so finally they suggested, or he thought, well, you know, I'm going to put a wheelchair around the back where the garage is and put lights out there. And Bobby and Steve just had, they were beside themselves.
Oh, he's going to put the wheelchair ramp where?
In the back of the house.
Yes.
And they were having a fit. And they thought, no, it was going to just degrade the neighborhood.
Well, as I remember, Bobby said the fireman was a paraplegic. It was his own fault because
exactly.
he should have used the baby to cushion his fall.
Oh my God.
He should have used the baby. He should have whipped the baby around behind him and used the kid
yes,
to cushion his fall.
He should have used the baby. That's exactly
oh,
right.
Oh, God.
That's the one. I absolutely love that one. And she tops them all the time. You know, she's always topping them off.
And the
weight one is something else, but the fireman is my absolute favorite one.
I think Bobby also said that what kind of an idiot breaks a baby's fall with his own body because it's against the homeowners association rules to do that. In a fire. Okay. All right, Rosemary, thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Oh, my God. He should have used the baby, whipped the baby as he's falling. What's wrong with me that I find that funny? There's something wrong. There's something wrong with all of us. And, of course, humor being, well, never mind. I'm not going to get into just an explanation of what's funny. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. I don't know who's been on hold longest. Jonathan, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Jonathan, hello.
Hi, how are you, Phil?
Good, how are you?
All right. One of my favorite Bobby Dooley moments was when the valley that she and Steve live in was going to secede from L.A., and
yeah.
they were avidly campaigning for it.
Yes.
Until they found out that Steve couldn't get it up anywhere but L.A. County.
That's right.
And so they were quickly trying to do all they could to make sure that the valley didn't secede.
Yes, Steve could not make love to her anywhere but but Los Angeles. And he even wrote a song. Do you remember the song?
Yes, I do. I remember it word for word.
Go ahead.
My friend thought it was so hilarious that we memorized it.
Go ahead.
You want me to sing it?
Yes.
I can sing it a cappella.
All right.
Okay. It goes, I love L.A. I love to screw in L.A. It's the only city I can screw in. I love L.A. My balls are never blue in L.A. I love the city, the only city to screw in. Why, just the other day, I got my wife on the back lawn. Then you sort of cut him off there.
So you know every word of that song.
But, and there's a second verse, too.
Yeah. What do you mean there's a second verse? Dude, I don't remember that.
Okay, he goes, I love L.A. I never feel gay when I'm in L.A.
Yeah.
It's the town for me.
Oh.
I love L.A. To screw my wife and then you cut him off again.
Hey. Hey, man, that is so beautiful that you know that. And, in fact, you can have the publishing rights to it. It's beautiful. Jonathan, thank you.
All right.
Hey, bye-bye. Check out that cat. That must mean they have a tape of the hour. You know, how else do you memorize a song unless you taped it? I love to screw in L.A. My balls are never blue in L.A. Forgive us, ladies and gentlemen. We usually keep this material to the end of the show. I had no idea it was going to get this funny. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We're talking about the number one moments in the life of Bobby Dooley. Matthew, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you doing?
Good, man.
me and my girlfriend have been fans for, we heard you, we were moving to Los Angeles about 3 years ago, and you were on the twilight hours.
Yeah, we were on at night then, yeah.
Yeah, and we just thought we were moving into the most insane city in the world. I think you had Jay Santos on that night.
And as you found out that the only guy that's insane here is me, the rest of the town's pretty boring.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I'd have to say my favorite Bobby Dooley memory would have to be the big scandal they had over in Western Estates. They're getting ready to boot her out. They're having an emergency meeting because they found out her neighbor, an elderly man who was wheelchair-bound, could look into her bathroom, and she had been doing a striptease for him until he had a heart attack.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, and she was stripping for him, like, every night.
Yeah. And
yeah.
She, something about a jar.
Oh, no. Yeah. What happened was... she was peeing into a mason jar.
Yeah, and she said she was testing for hard water.
Get out of here, man. Did she say that?
Yeah.
Testing for hard water? And the old man's watching this every night and digging it.
Yeah.
Oh, baby. That's beautiful stuff. Okay, man. Thanks for calling, Matthew.
Thank you, Phil.
Bye. God, hard to say from all these people talking about the number one moment in the life of Bobby Dooley, but so far for me, it's got to be that I Love L.A. I remember it, and I remember the song, and he even had a piano he was playing. He was in the background singing about how much he loved living in L.A. because it's the only place he could make love to his wife. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show. This hour featuring the top moments in the life of Bobby Dooley. Bobby, the president of the Western Estates Homeowners Association, also the president of the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization, a woman who has been a frequent guest on our show, and as you know, she was on yesterday, in fact, talking about her son Dylan being suddenly afraid of being shot at school. It isn't like it used to be when he'd walk on campus with his Letterman jacket, stuff a guy in a shopping cart, and roll him down the hill. Now he's afraid one of those guys is actually going to shoot him. And Bobby thinks that that's just flat wrong, and she doesn't want her little boy to be afraid. And what's wrong with the really popular girls being told that they're gross? Here is Tracy on the Phil Hendry Show. Not the popular girls, but the fat girls. Tracy, hi.
Hi, Phil. Love you.
Thank you.
My favorite Bobby moment has to be when she was complaining that the other women in Western Estates did not know how to wear makeup.
Uh-huh.
And how they should wear red eyeliner like Bobby and the green eyeshadow with the matching green lipstick. And she was just so offended in how the other women wore makeup.
Was that the time? Was she talking about... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just saying that just brought me to tears. It's one of the many shows that I just crack up.
Was that the one where she said she can do anything with just lipstick?
Yes, that's
yeah.
Right.
She
that's
ought
right.
to be, she had all a woman really needs is lipstick. So she would put red a nice big red ball on the end of her nose.
Uh-huh.
And then she put big red circles in her cheeks.
Yes.
And some woman called who was a woman called who was in charge of the lockdown facility at a mental health hospital. She said that's the way the women in the nut ward put on their makeup.
Exactly.
And then somebody called and said, "Can you imagine red eyeliner? So you look like a freaking rabbit."
I know. It was great.
Yeah.
Keep up the good work. Love
She's
ya.
A mental case. Thanks for calling. What's this? She got her friend's Christmas letter and it told good things, but she left out the bad. A sin of omission, jail time, and drug abuse. Oh, so she told on her friends. She told the stuff that her friends had left out of the letter. All right, here's Andrew on the Phil Hendry Show. Andrew?
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
I live for your show.
Thanks, man.
My favorite Bobby moment was the one that hooked me to your show. It was probably 2 or 3 years ago. She was supposed to be a guest on your show. The following hour, and she was calling in. She was lost, and she kept giving these landmarks all over the place.
Yeah.
One minute she'd be in the valley, the next minute she'd give some landmark way out in the.
Yeah. One minute she's like one minute she was down in Long Beach, and then within 30 seconds she was on the Angeles Crest Highway.
And you know,
yeah.
I was listening in the car, and I got home, and I couldn't turn it off.
I had just moved
to California, and I thought, this lady is crazy.
I'm near a big donut. I'm near the big round donut. Oh, okay, the one out in Englewood. Right, it's the big one. No, wait a second. Now I'm near Irwindale Miller Brewing Company. How did you go from there to there? You know, that's like the time that Margaret called in, and she couldn't find her way out of Southgate. And she was, like, down in South Central, and they were going across Avalon and 103rd Street, and there were people calling in going, get out of the area immediately, you'll get carjacked.
Yep.
And her and Frank are, like, running red lights, screaming ass through here, trying to find a Harbor Freeway. Yeah, that was a beautiful moment, Andrew.
Thanks,
too bad that Bobby didn't get carjacked. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye. Yeah. All right, here is Ray on the Phil Henry Show. Ray?
Hey, Phil.
Hi.
Yeah, I've been working late for the last year just to listen to your show.
Thanks.
Remember the time she was trying to help the boys maintain their ideal weight by breastfeeding them?
Yes.
And she used to make the trip out to the school for nip-nip time during school hours.
I do. I think I do.
And she'd go and nurse them in the boys' room.
Yeah, in the boys' room. Yeah, yeah. Real sick.
I couldn't believe.
Yeah, real wrong. All wrong.
Well,
very wrong. Three boys, and now one of them's in high school, and he can't give wedgies anymore.
Yeah, well, remember, she used to send bottled breast milk along with them when she couldn't make it out there.
Oh, God.
About as good was the time when they evangelized that one little Jewish boy by tying him to the back of the bicycles and dragging him across the golf course.
That's right, because they wanted him to understand Jesus.
Oh, yeah, well, no, she wanted them to learn about the Crusades.
Oh, yeah, it was this Jewish neighbor of theirs, and they tied the kid on the back of the car so that he'd feel just the way the Jewish folks did during the Crusades. Perfect. Thank you, Ray.
You got it.
Yeah, that's a great thing about Bobby. She's religious, too. Courtney on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hey, Phil. Great show.
Thanks.
Hey, I just thought of another one, if I can give two, if I have time. But
go ahead.
My all-time favorite Bobby is when she says that her children as infants were so morbidly obese that it took every ounce of energy to not push a dish rag in their mouth.
That's right.
And all the women were calling in wanting her number to call CPS and report her and have her kids take it away.
Didn't she say that it was a kindness to just press a pillow over their face or something like that?
Yes, it was a kindness. And then later she said that the older kids, she'd cut their hair like the Hansons and taught them to sing doo-wop so they'd be popular and overcome their you know, trauma for being fat as children, as babies.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that's Bobby.
The other one, though, was when she got what she called the atrocity of an engagement ring from her fiancé when he knew that she wanted a 3-carat Tiffany diamond.
Yeah.
And so it forced her to go sleep with his friend. And the setup was beautiful. My wife and I were just dying. But when the people called in and just harangued her for saying that she had had sex with his friend, she said, "We didn't have sex. We made sweet love."
Yeah, well, was this something like remembering back before her and Steve got married or something?
I think it was. I only know it ended in talking about going down the brown toad road, and that was when I just about swerved up.
Yeah, as they all do. All right, thanks. See ya. As they all do. All right, here's Jeff on the Phil Henry Show. Jeff?
Hey, Phil. Good afternoon.
How you doing?
Good. My favorite moment. Can you hear me?
Nah, buddy, your phone's kind of crappy.
Oh, is that better now?
Talking about she insisted that her friend have a C-section. All right, hold on. She was in a contest with the other owners. She insisted her friend have a C-section so the baby's head wouldn't be misshapen. Yeah, because if she had the baby naturally, the kid's head would be conical, and it wouldn't win the cutest baby contest. So she insisted that her friend have a C-section so the kid's head would be the normal shape. That's a great neighborhood, isn't it? Phil Henry Show.